This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an aphiski as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled 83-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 14. 13 of those deaths are in Washington State, several at a single nursing home north of Seattle, and a coronavirus death has been reported in Northern California as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
To campaign 2020 news on the Republican side of things.
I think the country is far more united than people think.
President Trump at his first town hall of the 2020 campaign season in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event hosted by Fox News.
And ultimately what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with the virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former VP Joe Biden is extending his lead in the presidential primary race. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, it shows Biden with 45% support, a 13-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal judge in Memphis is ordering a Tennessee man out of the country due to his Nazi service during World War II. The U.S. Department of Justice saying Friedrich Karl Berger served as an armed guard in a concentration camp in Germany. It's not clear if Berger disclosed his Nazi ties when he entered the United States back in 1959. The DOJ says Berger is being sent back to Germany under a 1978 immigration law because he willingly assisted in Nazi-sponsored persecution. Actor Corey Feldman is promising to expose his former abusers in an upcoming documentary. Speaking on the Wendy Williams show this week, he said that he and his late friend Corey Haim were both molested as children, and Feldman said streaming services turned him down so he funded the documentary himself. He says, "My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys," will be released on Feldman's website on Monday. Feldman also said he still fears for his life as he's working to expose what he calls a powerful pedophile ring. And on a lighter note, Mickey Mouse finally has his own ride at Disney World. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opening inside the Hollywood Studios Park, and it's the first ride at any Disney park that actually stars Mickey Mouse. kind of surprising. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Gentlemen, I got to say, last night I had a great time visiting with the local Tea Party Patriots of Port St. Lucie. Told them a little bit about my story. Got a chance to talk politics, talk about the Hispanic vote and how critical it's going to be in this upcoming election. I mean, we hear a lot about the black vote, not a whole lot has been said about the Hispanic vote. And last time I checked, the Hispanic vote is bigger than, the vote of black America, I guess, in just in terms of raw numbers. But great group of people, great conversation, good fun afterwards, and a lot of question and answer. I mean, smart people out there. And I got to tell you, I am really impressed, especially when I can be around citizens who are engaged, that they understand what it is to be a government of the people, of, for, by, we the people. That means, John Guandolo, it's up to us. I mean, in other words, the government that we have, it's our fault. We can't be going around blaming Hillary or Bill Clinton or Nancy Pelosi. I mean, because they work at our behest, not the other way around, right?
That is absolutely correct. And I'm really appreciative that you are, your perspectives are always not only insightful, but I think very energizing, and it's at the local level that we have always gotten things done, but the way the war is right now, it's the only way to get things done.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a brilliant piece, too, that I think is going to help voters in the area, and it's in conjunction with FRC. What they've done, especially for people of faith, is they have aligned the platforms of the Democratic and Republican Party with Scripture. I mean, it's like one of those deals like, why didn't we think of that a long time ago? But FRC's been doing this for a while, but it's now bled down here into Florida, and I'm excited to see this happen. It's going to be a powerful tool, for people to understand who and what they're voting for, because I have maintained, John, that this election really is, it's an election about freedom. And, maybe Bernie Sanders, it seems that he's being pushed and knocked over right now to make way for Joe Biden, and it may end up that way, but people should not be confused by any means whatsoever. Just because you've got Bernie Sanders admitting that he's a Democratic Socialist, don't think for a minute that the Democratic Party as a whole is not. Now, I know there's some people in the Democratic Party who are going to hear this statement, and they're going to be, oh my goodness, it's so insulted. Well, they were so upset because basically Bernie Sanders exposed them for who they really are, and they may try to say and walk things back and act like there's something that they're not, but look at their policies. I mean, they're socialistic minded, in my estimation.
Yeah, I would even go farther. I think if we're being honest, it's a totalitarian party. It's a party of communism. It's a party of, this is the party of eugenics. Mm-hmm. This is the party of killing babies after they're born. This is the party that says your inalienable right to defend yourself is not yours. This is totalitarian enslavement, and I don't think we should mask it or try to color it or soften it.
Mm-hmm.
And while I get, it was about a year ago that somebody that I'm close with that I very much respect, that's a very influential person, came to me and said, your critique of Democrats is too much. And now over the last year, I've walked him back to show him,
mm-hmm.
look, this is what the leadership of the Democrat Party says. This is what their platforms are.
Right.
These are what national leaders say, and this is what all of the candidates agree with, which are communist policies.
Right.
That you cannot mask that. This is a totalitarian ideology, and it only leads to enslavement. I think that the party has been, and I got to tell you, I do not. You've heard me say this before on your show. I don't think the problem is Mrs. Clinton or Bernie Sanders or any of these folks. I mean, if you look at the coup, not to mention the Brit Steele, Christopher
right.
Steele's a communist. John Brennan's a communist. James Comey is a communist. When you look at these things, but that's not the problem. The problem are mainstream Republican leaders who sit on their hands and don't say a word about mm. this stuff. The only one doing it is Mr. Trump, and that's
exactly.
why he's so wildly popular, and it's why the Democrats, as you just said, are coming out of their shells, and they're having to explain themselves, and when they do, the American people are looking around like, is anybody listening to this? This is crazy.
Exactly. Well, and this is why I believe that Donald Trump is going to win resoundingly. And I mentioned last night, John, to your point, that Mr. Trump has been an example for the rest of America. I said, look, you don't have to get in this big fussing, fighting arguments with people. All you got to do is let them see the facts for themselves. And to your point, people have been deluded, and they've been lied to, and they bought into the lie. Well, look, it's not that it's unforgivable. It's only unforgivable if you still buy into the lie and you know it's a lie, So wake up, America. You got to see it for what it is. I mean, when Barack Obama talked about a fundamental transformation of our country, what the heck do you think he meant?
That's right. I want to go back to this this idea of the totalitarian ideology. When you look at what the leadership of the Democrat Party is saying and doing, the things that they're calling for, this you cannot miss the how equivalent this is to other totalitarian ideologies that have reigned. Stalinism, communism, Nazism, Maoism. This is what they're professing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about these kinds of things as policy, we are taking your guns. We want to kill people who don't fit into society. We believe it's okay to kill people who aren't intellectually where they should be, who aren't genetically where they should be. We think that's okay. This is the stuff of Nazis and Stalin and Lenin.
Exactly. And full-blown communists. Exactly.
That. Mm-hmm. We need to say that. This is dangerous, and it's just abhorrent. And it is a direct affront to liberty, as you said at the very beginning.
Well, without a doubt, this is a total anathema to our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to see this for what it is. And it's been slow in coming. And, the establishment Republicans that John is referring to have done us no favor. They have to wake up. Everybody has to wake up to what, you know, these democratic socialists, and we know, I mean, it's been said more than once and very clear that socialism leads to communism. And John's, you know, John, your points are well taken. You pointed it out perfectly when you talk about the policies. You'll know them by the fruit, and look at the fruit that they're producing right now, the democratic leadership. It's pretty scary stuff. John Guandolo, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, continues with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Live and fresh and independent, we're coming at you. Good to have you with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Gosh, I got to tell you, last night, again, so thankful for everybody that came out to the Tea Party presentation and had a chance to, be, you know, in spite of the coronavirus, shake some hands and be appreciative of fellow patriots who get it, who see John Guandolo, the threat. And as you have been reporting, you know, for all these years that we've been together in understanding the threat as a counterterrorism expert, the former FBI agent, you've authored, you know, several books, co-authored Sharia, The Threat to America, also Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, you've been all in for a long time. You've seen these threats early. I mean, this has been your profession. It's the way you've been wired, and you've been sounding the alarm for a long time. And I believe more and more Americans, especially by what I saw last night, understanding that, boy, I'll tell you, we came real close in this last election of losing this country of ours, John.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, I was just sharing with some folks last night, myself and my colleague, who is he was recruited out of the Department of Defense. He was working for Chairman Pace when he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and I was recruited out of the FBI, and we were the first ones to go around inside the government and brief senior leaders on the threat, on the Islamic movement and even on the communist movement, but primarily on the Islamic movement initially, and how it was operating, and getting law enforcement and state legislators and others to understand it and start pushing back. And today, I would say, you know, we were talking about before the break, the biggest problem is not the jihadis or the communists. The biggest problem are Republicans who are refusing to do anything, refusing to address the threat. And every week that goes by, I am telling you, they are exponentially growing. They are preparing, and it is incredibly dangerous. And, you know, the IG report that just came out at the beginning of the week literally restated the things that we have been saying for years. And that is, the FBI is literally sitting down and interviewing jihadis and declaring them not a threat, and then they go out and kill dozens of Americans. And this is the price of sitting on your hands. And I got to tell you, I lay lay the blame for a lot of this at the feet of Republican leaders who have sat back and refused. And the president is the only one
exactly
who really speaks boldly about these threats.
Yeah, and then everybody thinks that the president is crazy. But what's happening is he, you know, maybe immediately, because it's such a shock to the system that their brain can't handle it. You know, for those that are just, I don't know if they're just indolent, purposely, you know, and comfortably ignorant about it, they choose to be that way because, hey, they want to continue to go to those D.C. cocktail parties. I mean, that's so important. You know, they got to be all part of the reindeer games. But the fact of the matter is, you know, they're giving up for the sake of those cocktail parties. They're giving up the very safety of the citizens that trusted them to elect them into office.
That's absolutely right, and we've seen it time and again, you know, with these politicians that get a mandate from the people, and then they go into the swamp, and they decide to become swamp creatures, and it's better to make those Georgetown cocktail parties and hang out with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and drink a cocktail than it is to actually call them out for the traitors that they are. And I think that's why there's the only person. I mean, and that's why when you look at the response from the GOP to Mr. Trump, it has been to reject him from the beginning. But that, I would say, seems to be the nature of the battle, that this is going to take. This is why when you, and you get this, that this war, and it is a war, is going to be won or lost at the local level. And that's why we just believe the work we're doing, and we're looking at the results of the work we're doing, is incredibly important, because we're giving citizens tools. We're empowering them to actually take actions at the local level.
Exactly. And at first, I got to tell you, it is shocking for people to think, you know, terms like Marxism and communism. You know, John, you and I have talked about this before. The everyday American goes, what are you talking about? You can't be talking about America. Well, maybe in the little world you live, that may be the case. But the fact of the matter is the world that we're talking about is coming across the country like a plague. Forget about the coronavirus. I mean, the virus that has spilled into our government, the treachery that has taken place, we've got to wake up to this. And this is what Donald Trump is doing. And I got to tell you, I was encouraged last night. You talk about what's happening at a local level. And it is organic, John, because they're starting to get it. They're understanding we're at a war. They're understanding that, hey, look, we came real close to losing this Democratic Republic. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, and it wasn't by that many votes that she wasn't elected president, what would America look like, you know, going into the fourth year of her presidency?
I'd prefer not to conceptualize that, but I think guys like you and me would be in jail.
Wow, exactly. Exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that I think also could happen, I said this to the group last night, that we could have probably had the first husband-wife president of the United States impeached. Because remember, we had the Republicans controlling the Senate and the Republicans controlling the House. So, you know, that could have been a possible scenario had she been elected president of the United States.
Well, a beauty of it is America got a reprieve.
Amen.
But I would encourage those citizens, and we meet thousands of them as we travel around the country, is they're starting to realize that they cannot be lulled into a place where they think, well, now that Donald Trump is president, I can sit back on my hands.
Not at all.
That's the part that I think we've been dealing with for the last few years is when we lay out the threat. I mean, look at it. If you actually realize when we talk about the jihadi threat, all the prominent Islamic organizations in the United States are part of an identifiable movement whose goal is to overthrow the government, and they're doing it. And they are crushing us. And the FBI has zero investigations opened on any of the main players.
Amazing.
Right now. So if you look at that, the fact that the people that were running the coup are identifiable communists, quite frankly, by their own writings and their own out of their own mouth. And you start to put these things together, Mr. Obama, Mr. Comey, Mr. Brennan, the people like Valerie Jarrett inside the organizations. And the red diaper babies that were in the Obama administration. I mean, you realize that there are intentional and organized movements to destroy this country, and we cannot ignore them. They have to be dealt with.
Exactly. And to your point, I don't know if you've read Trevor Loudon's new book, White House Reds. Boy, it is laid out for everybody to see, and all this in conjunction with what we're talking about right now. John, we got about a minute and a half left, and I do want to have you summarize what you wrote about regarding the Taliban and this, this supposed agreement with, with the Taliban to get away from Afghanistan. But it seems like we may be in a bucket of gum here.
Well, I think it goes back to what I mentioned earlier about the Inspector General's report about the FBI. Is inside the federal government, there is no understanding of Islam and the doctrine that guides it, Sharia. And when you don't understand that, that you do things like the State Department did in 2004, and the State Department wrote the Constitution that created an Islamic Republic under Sharia, which is the same thing we did in Iraq in 2005. And that was the objective of Al-Qaeda in those two countries. That means we lost the wars in 2004 and 5, and yet the enemy, because we have no idea how they're fighting the war at a strategic level, we continue to send troops over there
exactly.
to fight and die.
Yeah, how we ignore history. I mean, Andrew Jackson, I think, laid out the plan for us to follow, right? So many years ago.
All we have to do is know the enemy and know ourselves, And I don't believe as a nation we do either, and that's why
we get. Got to leave it there. Thank you, John Guandolo. Appreciate
it. Start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019. Calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082. 6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Bill Clinton saying he had an affair with then White House intern Monica Lewinsky as a way to manage his anxiety. That revelation comes in a new Hulu series about his wife titled Hillary. In it, the 73-year-old Clinton remembers when he had to tell Hillary Clinton about that affair with Lewinsky.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 14. 13 of those deaths are in Washington State, several at a single nursing home north of Seattle, and a coronavirus death has been reported in Northern California as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we want to thank also the many radio stations over the weekends that carry portions of Bill Martinez Live. So you may be hearing the best of, and we thank you for joining in. As I say, you can find out all the information you need to know by, at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. We do broadcast live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now is Bill Fetter, my good friend. You know, I always love talking with Bill because he just is just so doggone knowledgeable. And I'm especially excited to talk with him today because we're going to take a look at his new book, Volume 2 of Miracles in American History, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation. Bill, you and your wife did this together?
Right. So it's stories of inspiring people from Ben Franklin and William Penn and Eddie Rickenbacker and even Buzz Aldrin having communion on the moon. It is a collection of stories of people who have humble beginnings but do great things, and it inspires us today.
You know, the thing that in reading this, Bill, what it leaves to mind and a hunger for is what other miracles are going on this very moment that will be written about down the road.
Right. The Well, the crisis, in times of crisis, people turn to Christ, and it's also in times of crisis that great leaders are raised up. Mm-hmm. One of them is the story of Eddie Rickenbacker. Here he was World War One fighter ace over in Europe, and then in World War II, he sent out to the Pacific to inspect the bases, and the plane is off track just a little bit, but it runs out of fuel, and it has to ditch in the ocean. And so there's three rafts, and there's eight people. One's injured and rolls over and dies, and then there's seven. And so he wrote a book afterwards called Seven Came Through. And for 24 days, he is lost at sea. And the other guys write about how somebody else wanted to commit suicide, and Eddie Rickenbacker pulls him back into the raft, and he says, he laid into him, he says, he's got quite a tongue in his head. And then somebody had a New Testament. So they start reading the New Testament, and they start praying, and they're starving. And they pray, and a seagull lands on Eddie Rickenbacker's head. And he reaches up and grabs it, and they kill it, beat it. And then they use the insides with a little adapted keychain to make a hook, and they catch fish. And then they're dehydrating out in the hot sun in these rafts, and there's a rain shower, like, right over there, 100 yards. And so they all pray, and the rain shower moves right over their rafts and gives them fresh water. But he is all these statements of faith in there, where they're reading Matthew, and, you know, if you provide for the little birds, he's going to provide for you.
Right.
There's a story in there about Mitsuo Fuchida. He was the Japanese fighter pilot that led the raid on Pearl Harbor. After the war, he ends up becoming a Christian and a Christian evangelist and an American citizen. And here he is going on speaking with Billy Graham. And he wrote a book, From Pearl Harbor to Cavalry and God's Samurai and so forth. But lots of interesting stories across the whole range of American history.
No, I love this because what it does, Bill, it really helps to bring us back to our foundational roots of faith, which buttresses up our Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution. Without that, it doesn't stand, Bill.
Well, you know, you bring out a very good point. William Penn founds Pennsylvania. Now, his dad had been a famous admiral that helped capture Jamaica from the Spanish and helped defeat the Dutch during the Dutch Anglo Wars, which is how we got New York. And the dad is fishing this young William Penn out of jail because he's hanging around these Quakers. Finally, the dad realizes he's dying. He goes to King Charles II and says, look, can you take care of my son when I'm dead? Mm. The son takes the inheritance, and he's going to buy a little sliver of West Jersey. King Charles II counters and gives him 45,000 square miles as his personal property. It makes him the largest non-royalty landowner in the world.
Wow.
This young William Penn decides to open it up for a holy experiment. Now, Penn said, force makes hypocrites. 'Tis persuasion only that makes converts. And so instead of you having to believe the way the king tells you or you're burnt at the stake, which is what happened a lot in Europe, the idea William Penn had was to see if people of different denominations can live together in the same geographic area. Wow, what a novel idea. You see, Virginia was Anglican. Massachusetts was Puritan. Rhode Island was Baptist. New York was Dutch Reformed. Delaware and New Jersey were Swedish Lutheran. Maryland Catholic, Connecticut, New Hampshire Congregationalists. And in a lot of cases, if you did not believe the way the colony did, you were persecuted and you fled, sort of like what was happening in Europe.
Kind of still what's happening today, you know, in different parts of the world. If you don't agree with the reigning force of the time, well, like in India, some of the stories that we heard last week at NRB, Bill, they just you don't have access to water.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so this holy experiment in Pennsylvania, and it was emphasized by conscience. And again, if there's a king and you have to say, believe what he said, there was a Baptist founder who died in the Newgate prison in England. He said, if the king can stand there on the day of judgment and answer for your conscience, fine, believe whatever the king tells you. But if the king's not going to be there on the day of judgment, you're accountable to God for your own conscience.
Wow.
And
wow.
So obviously kings didn't like that. So once you had an area where the appeal was not to fear, it was to your conscience, that gave birth to evangelism. And this was these speakers, you know, George Whitefield, John Wesley, who would give a gospel appeal to your heart for you to make the decision to follow the Lord. And so that's what was experienced in Pennsylvania and then in the other colonies that laid the foundation for the freedoms that we have in our country.
Wow, that is amazing. That's such a great story. I love your line, too. Repeat that about, was it oppression makes turns us into hypocrites? Is that what you said? Or force? Yeah. Say that again, because I love that line.
If force makes hypocrites, 'tis persuasion only that makes converts. See, this isn't the way it is in Islam. In Islam, you have to believe, or you could suffer getting a head chopped off if you, you're troubled.
Yes.
But this idea that God made you a spirit, mind, and body, he wants to appeal to your mind and your heart and have you make a conscious, voluntary decision to follow him, not that you're afraid that you're going to get a limb chopped off. So this gave birth to evangelism. And so then I go through the evangelists. One famous story is Europe. So you had Martin Luther, and he starts the Reformation because he had a personal revelation that just should live by faith. But some princes say, this is my chance, kingdom of mine, you're all going to be Lutheran. And the people say, okay, king, we're Lutheran. What do we believe? So for the people in those kingdoms, it was not the same personal experience that Martin Luther had. And so a revival movement starts called Pietism that says, look, being a Christian is more than just doctrine. You have to have a personal experience with Jesus. When you do, your life will change, and you won't do all the worldly things you used to do. And that eventually gave birth to the separation of church and state because it was, like, so personal. That you, but nevertheless, it did bring a revival movement. And so there was a Lutheran duke in Bavaria or Moravia.
Yeah, Moravia.
The dad dies, and his name is Zinzendorf, and is raised by a pietist German grandmother. And when he's going on his grand tour in his early 20s to meet all the courts in England, or Europe, rather, he's in Dusseldorf. And in his spare time, he goes to a museum. He sees a painting of Christ with a crown of thorns underneath. It says, all this I have done for you, what are you doing for me? Mm. And Zinzendorf is impressed by this, goes back to his big estate in Moravia, opens it up for these persecuted peoples of Europe. And they begin to come, and he builds a little community called Heron Hut, the Lord's Watch. And it's going great until they begin to bicker. And he lives amongst them. They have a communion service that goes on to heal their wounds. But then it goes on for a day, a month, a year. That goes on for 100 years. And these Moravians sent out missionaries all around the world in the next, you know, century to Egypt and Iceland and Georgia, where they meet the Wesleys. But is that the music in the background?
Yeah, and we're coming to it. But yeah, when we come back, I do want to go to the next chapter. We're going to talk Wesleys and the Great Awakening Revival in America. We're visiting with the noted historian and best-selling author, yes, the one and only Bill Federer. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Given the alternative, huh? Life is a better choice, by the way, in case you had any doubts. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, and our founding fathers gave us the document, two documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. Even though Joe Biden has a tough time remembering certain said parts and from whom, you know, our benefits and our freedoms come from, which was quite interesting, Bill Fetter. I got to tell you, I know the Democrats are buttressing up his candidacy. They're doing everything they can to downplay Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is too much truth for the Democratic Party. I mean, he really has exposed the underbelly of the Democratic Party, that they are at heart democratic socialists, and you know, they don't they're not welcoming that bit of exposure, so they've got to get him out of the way. And even though as feeble as Joe Biden comes across, that you know, he's got to be their guy.
Yeah, it's bizarre to watch that Biden basically is liberal. Gary Bauer sends out a daily email, and he's like slamming Fox and goes, why are you calling Biden a moderate? He goes, yes, for all these liberal things. And but they want to position him so that he'll get the endorsement. But it's nevertheless socialism. And
right,
this is a structured society. Historically goes back to Plato, where you have the governing class and the governed class. And all property is owned in common. The government decides everybody's jobs, and the government decides who can have kids and who doesn't have kids. So when you think of socialism, just think of structured. That's what it means. It means everything is structured. You have no freedoms. I'm writing a book on that as well.
Right.
But, the book Miracles in American History was the new one that we are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
It traces revivals through our country. I was sort of going along that path before the break, but if you like, I can.
Yeah, I wanted to pick that up, and I appreciate you humoring me for just a moment. About the current political environment and where we're heading, because this all comes into play because miracles happen. And I believe every day, and they happen when they're most needed, just like the story with Rickenbacker. I mean, you got rain, 100 yards away or 100 feet away, and we need rain coming over this way because we don't have anything to drink. And, somehow, we know by the hand of God and prayer that these men of faith, and I got to imagine during this, during this occasion, their faith and reality of God deepens so much because we know the difference and what faith is all about. It's those things that we don't necessarily see and feel, but it's what we hope for. It's this nagging compulsion in our spirit. That's where faith grows out of, does it not, Bill?
Well, it does, and the stories are so courageous. There's Pierre Marquette, the French missionary that goes down the Mississippi River, and he's preaching to Indians. Matter of fact, on the shores of Lake Michigan, he gets 1,500 Indian chiefs together, and he's preaching to them, and that turns into a settlement that turns into Chicago. But anyway, so the Zinzendorf revival, there's some
Moravian missionaries, right?
Right, and they're on a boat going to Georgia, and on the boat is John Wesley, and the boat almost sinks in a storm. And Wesley's panicking, and he sees these Moravians just praising the Lord like nothing's wrong, and he says, they know Jesus better than I do. Wow. Wesley gets back to England, and another Moravian invites him to an Aldersgate prayer meeting where they pray all night, and he gets touched by the Holy Spirit. Then Wesley goes over and lives at their Heron Hut community in Moravia for 8 months, and he calls it the religion of the heart. He'd never seen anything like this. And so he goes back and starts the Methodist revival movement in England, and one of the people that gets touched is George Whitfield, and he comes and preaches up and down the colony 7 times. The established churches called Old Lights shut their doors to him, so he preaches outside, and he gathers crowds of 20,000 people.
Wow.
Franklin prints all of his sermons, and this unites the colonies prior to the Reformation or the Revolutionary War. Anyway, when he dies, they get a guy named Francis Asbury to take his place, 26 years old. Asbury preaches from Canada to the Caribbean, 300,000 miles. He ordains the first black preachers in America, Richard Allen, who starts the AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church, and then Harry Hoosier. And then it turns into a second Great Awakening revival and a missionary movement. And we're sending missionaries to Burma and Hawaii and, the Caribbean. And then you have Charles Finney revival. He was a lawyer, and he noticed in the Blackstone's Law Commentary Bible references, and he was a skeptic, but he buys a Bible and reads it, and he says, well, God, if you're real, show me. He goes out to the woods, and he's praying for hours, and suddenly he feels waves of liquid love. The presence of the Lord comes over him. He goes back to his law office and goes in his office to pray. The next thing he knows, it's morning time. He had literally prayed all night, and in comes a deacon that says, how's my lawsuit against this other deacon in church? And Charles Finney says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get another attorney. I've been retained by a higher power.
Oh.
And he goes out, he preaches the gospel with the same conviction of a lawyer before a jury.
Wow.
He's the first one who colloquializes the words instead of these and thous. And then he invents altar calls. So he said, you serve the devil openly. I'm going to call for you to stand up right where you're at and serve God openly. And well, his revival lectures get read by William and Catherine Booth over in England. They start the Salvation Army. His revival lectures are read by George Williams, who starts the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. Both of those movements go worldwide. And then there is 1857, Layman's Prayer Revival. A guy in New York going to Charles Finney's church is named Jeremy Lamphere, and he puts a sign out in front of his shop and says, come in and pray at noon. A couple people come in the next day, week, a couple dozen, a couple hundred, a couple thousand. And it spreads till there's tens of thousands in New York, in Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles. Wow. And they're praying every single day at noon. And all laymen, there's no organization organizing it. And one of the people in Chicago that gets pulled into this is D.L. Moody. He's a shoe salesman.
Yes.
It's an abandoned saloon, and he starts a Sunday school for little immigrant kids in the inner city. It grows to 1,500. Lincoln, when he's elected 1860, goes from Springfield to Chicago to D.C. In Chicago, he stops off and he goes to D.L. Moody's Sunday school class. And then D.L. Moody preaches to literally millions across America and in England, and he preaches at the 1892 Chicago World's Fair. And now people all around the world are hearing his preaching. And then in Chicago, around this time, you have a baseball player at the height of his career. He is Billy Sunday.
Yes.
And he's coming out from a bar, and he hears singing. It's the Pacific Garden Mission. And he hears songs his mom used to sing. And so he goes and listens, and then he keeps going back, and then he goes to the church associated with it and meets a young girl, Nellie, and the dad won't let him date because he considers athletes ne'er-do-wells.
Mm-hmm.
After their bodies wear out, they're good for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, he talks them into letting him date the daughter. They get married, and he says, I never did anything without Nell telling me. And anyway, she organizes all his crusades, and Billy Sunday preaches all across America, and they just invented radio. And so he becomes the first radio preacher, and he's preaching to millions. And little humor, he's in Chicago, and he turns up the power on his radio station, and it crowds out the baseball game. And enough people complain, and
yeah.
The government starts the
FCC
communication in response. But his preaching inspires Billy Graham and all the other different revival and ministries. But it's interesting just to trace this thread of revival through American history.
Exactly.
It's literally shaped our country without us really realizing it.
And it's happened at the same time as the other forces, the antithetical forces that wanted to destroy this great American idea. But, you know, God's hand upon this nation is so evident, Bill. I mean, how do you deny this? I mean, you look at the fruits of the two forces, the fruit of godly favor, the fruit of men of faith and revivals that have taken place, these miracles that you share with us. And then we talk about, you know, Darwinism and atheism and this movement of control, as you say, and socialism, what has, you know, and here we are all these years later, still continuing to fight that battle. Really what comes down to good and evil, is it not?
Right. Jesus said the wheat and tares grow together till the harvest. And, but all these stories are in the book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation. Mm. My website's AmericanMinute.com. You know, Lewis and Clark go out west, Mississippi, you know.
Yeah, we got about a minute left, Bill, so go ahead. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
And
go ahead.
And then a couple years later, four Indian chiefs come to St. Louis looking for the book to heaven. Evidently, they told them about the Bible.
Mm.
Their story's printed and spreads, and a doctor named Marcus Whitman goes from St. Louis all the way to the Northwest, and he starts the Oregon Trail. And so all those states out in the Northwest as a result of a missionary story. But there's more in the book, but we're out of time.
Yeah, including a great story on the 45th president. God's love redeems the world, right?
Right, and we're seeing a more pro-life president than we ever thought we ever would. But this is the time the good Lord decided us to be on the earth, and it's in times of crisis that people turn to Christ, so
mm-hmm.
we need to step up to the plate and let the Lord use each and every one of us.
Exactly. Well, Bill, you and Susie have blessed us greatly. This book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com as well. So make sure you get your hands on it. You will be blessed, and I'll tell you, this will encourage you on so many levels, including your faith and your patriotism. Bill Federer, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very